Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
And talking about driving the bus, you won't have to actually drive the bus very long, at least according to Uber. For example, in Pittsburgh, they will be introducing a fleet of self-driving automobiles this summer. Max Chafkin is technology reporter for Bloomberg Business Week. He can be followed on Twitter at C-H-A-F-K-I-N. Chafkin. All right, Chafkin. You going to get in one of those autonomous Volvos that Uber is going to be presenting in Pittsburgh?
I have to tell you, I was in one of Uber's self-driving cars in Pittsburgh last month as part of the reporting on this story. This is huge news in the world of self-driving cars, and I guess more broadly in the tech world, which has been sort of vaulting towards this space. Google and Apple, of course, are both plotting sort of self-driving Uber-like services. And what Uber has done, although they are probably not ahead of Google technologically, they went to market fast, and which has kind of been their calling card. And so that's pretty crazy. The other thing that we're reporting in the story that's out today for Business Week is that Uber is buying a company called Otto, which is a driverless truck company that was founded by a number of key members of the Google self-driving car team. So they're paying something like a little under $700 million, we think. So it's really a big coup for Uber in this kind of race to be first in self-driving.
Your story notes, of course, that Pittsburgh is home to Carnegie Mellon University's robotics department, and that Google worked with CMU to get this off the ground. Tell us about that part of the story.
So this is kind of an angle that, I don't think everyone realizes, but CMU is like the place to do robotics and machine learning research in the United States. Sebastian Thrun, who was the guy who created the Google self-driving car, was a professor there. The guy who was running the Google program and just left, Chris Urmson, came out of CMU. What Uber did, and this was sort of mind-blowing in the world of academia 18 months ago, basically went to Pittsburgh and hired 40 researchers at CMU in basically one fell swoop, shook things up in the robotics department and the robotics field. And since then, CMU has hired new professors that they seem to be doing fine. But Uber has, created this pretty impressive team in Pittsburgh that has like 500 people. They're also, as we reported in the story, they're opening two new offices, one in Palo Alto, one in San Francisco. So we're seeing these self-driving cars in Pittsburgh, starting now or soon in the next, couple weeks. I wouldn't be shocked if we start to see them in Palo Alto and in San Francisco.
Max, the cars, these Volvos, these XC90 SUVs, they're made by Volvo. Volvo, of course, owned by China's Geely Holding Group. What kind of technology is going into this? Is it proprietary, or are they using chips? I mean, we heard yesterday from Mark Fields, the chief executive of Ford, talking about Velodyne LiDAR, the sensor technology company. What goes into these cars?
So it's all a little bit fuzzy right now, but let me tell you what we know. One is that, and we reported this today, but Uber and Volvo will spend $300 million together to develop a base car. Now, that car, what I would imagine is it'll come out sort of as a Volvo self-driving car by 2021 and a Uber taxi version around the same time. The cars that are out now are basically modified Volvos. And I don't know for sure, like where the mix of labor is, but I wouldn't be shocked to if I found out that most of that was happening in Pittsburgh. One interesting thing about this auto acquisition, you bring up LIDAR. Auto makes its own LIDAR. So right now, those cars in Pittsburgh are using, I believe, Velodyne sensors. But I think one of the things, the interesting things about this acquisition is they could probably bring that in-house. And I think that's almost certainly what's what they're thinking about.
Safety, you know, big concern, especially after the Tesla driver was killed hitting a truck.
Yeah, and it's important to say that, first of all, with the pilot program, there are safety drivers in the cars. There are also co-pilots who are sitting there taking notes. Everything that happens in the car is recorded, which is a little, I mean, you know, different. The other thing is, and this is something that Tesla has argued, and I think Uber will argue as well, there's a belief that not too long from now, it's going to become clear that these things are safe. And so even though there are a few accidents, regulators will come on board.
Well, Max Chafkin, I know you're so glad you're going to be tracking a force and riding in those self-driving cars before I do. I want to make sure they're safe before I hop on board without those human monitors.
Humans aren't safe either.
There you go. Max Chafkin. Hey, I'm a great driver. Technology reporter for Bloomberg Business Week. I'm Kathleen Hayes along with Pim Fox. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.